Hey, Gone Wild Audio Backstage. This is Swirl Girl, and I feel like talking and recording it. So I am going to do your little slut's 10 question Thanksgiving questionnaire. All right. So, question number one: food, turkey, tofurkey, ham, or Taco Bell. What is on your Thanksgiving table? Are you traditional? Are you starting a new wave of Chinese takeout for Thanksgiving? If I was back home with my family, I would say turkey, like regular old turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, all that business. But if I can't have my mom's cooking, then I see no point in all of that. So I think tonight, because it's Thanksgiving right now, I think tonight I'm going to have some frozen pizza. And don't feel sorry for me, because I'm pretty happy about that. All right, around your table. You can have anyone alive at your Thanksgiving table. Barack Obama, Jennifer Lawrence, a certain GWA member. Tell us who would be stuffing their face around your table this year. I would like to be with my family, actually. I know, Toad's boring answer. Like with my family, but then if I could add some people in there, like there's like three or four special guys that I would like to see, so I would add them as well, but mostly just my family, maybe my best friend who moved far away, would like to see her again, so yeah, there's that. I'm nobody famous, because then I'd be all nervous and stuff, so, no. All right, pie. Are you a diehard apple pie connoisseur? Is it sacrilege to eat something other than pumpkin? Are you a weirdo who brings cake to Thanksgiving? Does this question not apply to you because you're an alien? I think it's the last one. I'm not a big fan of pie. If I have to eat pie, then I want chocolate pie. You know, like chocolate silk pie or something like that. Or even a Boston cream pie. I said cream pie. So gross. So, yeah, I'd be the weirdo bringing cake because I like cake better than pie. I don't like any of the fruit pies. Pumpkin pie, that's gross. I do take the I'll eat like the crust off of an apple pie, but I don't want to eat the apples because they're squishy and weird. All right, alcohol. What's more American than beer and football? Haha. Are you a hard cider fan? 20 years sober? That cousin who always drinks too much? Let us know what you're drinking or not drinking this holiday season. I will not be drinking, and that is because I take a bunch of medications for a stupid medical condition, and I can't drink alcohol, which sucks. So, poop on that question. I'll be drinking Pepsi. Number five, you assume power in your country and get to make up your own very holiday. Oh my gosh, your very own holiday. What is it? A holiday dedicated to you? Dirty audios? Beards? When is it and how do you celebrate? Well, obviously it would be my birthday, and that's in the middle of June, and it would be a week-long celebration, and it would be like, the way to celebrate it would be like everybody stays home and they eat cake for breakfast and they watch a lot of TV. And yeah, like that's pretty much it. It would be like a total like lazy resting holiday, like no stress, no obligatory gift giving. Yeah. So there's that. It'd be my birthday. And it would be called Rachel Princess Week. Okay, number six, holiday sex. Romantic, inevitable because it's cold, overrated, just like any other sex. Eyeing that turkey kind of hard, aren't we? You're a little slut. I'm not going to fuck a turkey. Weirdo. Holiday sex. You know, I used to joke that the husband and I had sex on birthdays and holidays. I wish that was true now. But... I am looking forward to some pre-Christmas sex. I will tell you that right now. So, holiday sex, meh, overrated. Seven, Black Friday, Satan's asshole for workers, a decent way to save money. Tell us if you're going to be lining up at the cash register or watching the sheeple from a live feed on your couch. Neither. None of that. I think it's ridiculous. And that whole concept of Black Friday just epitomizes pretty much everything I hate about Christmas and all of that. So poop on that. All right, number eight, flash challenge. You want me to flash you? You have a turkey baster, two cans of cranberry sauce, and a bag of marshmallows. Integrate those three items into a very mini, sexy audio in 3, 2, 1. Oh my god. Honey. Yeah. Oh no, fuck me. Yeah. Oh god. Oh yeah, I am squeezing these two cans of cranberry sauce. Yeah, they're in my hands. Oh god. And you're gonna come in the turkey baster, right? Okay. Okay. Honey, put as many marshmallows into your mouth as you can. Yeah. Do it, baby. Say chubby bunny. Oh my god, baby, say chubby bunny. Oh. Or something. I don't know. Food and sex. Ew. Number 9, best in audio. As the year winds down, let's take a look back at our dirty audios. Tell me what audios from the past year, or however long you've been here, have stood out as your favorites. Which have withstood the test of time in your mind? You know, I think I'm going to skip that question. Just saying. Still a little bitter. So I'm going to skip that one. All right, number 10. Finally, in the vein of unexpected and cheesy questions, who on this subreddit, GWA, or in life are you grateful for? In the holiday spirit, let's give some love. Well, I'm grateful and thankful for all of my friends and all of my family. I am especially grateful for some new friends that I've met. And, yeah. So, I am grateful to everybody who has been loyal and supportive of me. And I think, as always, I'm most thankful probably for the husband, for the stepdaughters, and stuff like that. So yay, love, yay, holidays, great, wee. All right. So there you go, your little slut. I answered all your questions. And yeah. Hopefully nobody puts up a Christmas questionnaire, because I'll just be all cranky and, like, grinchy and stuff. All right. I will talk to you later, Gone Wild Audio backstage. Have a good Thanksgiving. Eat lots of turkey or whatever it is that you eat. Watch some football. And, yeah, try to be careful if you go shopping tomorrow, because people are crazy. All right. Peace out. All right. Bye, GWA backstage.